You guys got to go. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tyler Tuskoo.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, TV shows, movies, and general geek news.
Anything that gets your geekness happy.
Oh. The dog's like, they're podcasting. I'm going to start chewing my bone like crazy.
Give me that.
Dang dog. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Oh, hey, Leviticus.
No, I'm Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. What's up?
Hey, Matt.
You became Mexican all of a sudden.
I grew Mexican.
You grew Mexican.
Now nobody's going to know who the real Tom is this whole podcast.
We're going to screw them up. Yeah. Amazing.
Did you guys hear about the new Donald Trump controversy?
Well, what are you doing now?
He's talking about this Mexican judge. I don't know the exact context, but something happened with the Mexican judge, and Donald, and he was talking about the wall or something. He's going to be a senator or something like that, and Donald Trump said he can't be trusted because he's Mexican about
what?
Having an opinion about the wall. So he's not going to take his opinion about the wall, and
because
nobody should,
be biased
because
he's
biased because he's Mexican.
So you guys can't. You guys can't take my opinion and run with it.
No, because you're Mexican. We're not going to talk about the wall.
It was talking about the wall.
If you listen to our podcast and hear our political views about the wall, we're sorry. Because we're not
going to. There is no wall.
There is no wall. The wall's in your heart.
What?
You got to break down the walls in your heart. So you can
break down the walls, Trump! Break them down!
Dirt, bring it in! Break them down.
You can't protect America, Trump!
I like it. It's eerily true.
Getting all political.
Trump
Deep Fried Geeks, political episode.
Trump did not endorse this message.
No, he would be mad that he should have
been
the wall. How are you doing, Tommy?
Good.
Doing okie dokie?
I'm pretty good.
Anything new?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
No? Nothing.
No.
At all.
I beat Doom.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah. But not Fallout 4.
But not Fallout 4.
What in the world?
I know. Can you beat Fallout 4?
No, it's
exactly.
Just like Skyrim.
It just keeps going.
Dude, I have tried to, like, go into Skyrim and beat it, but I just have not finished it. It's like
yeah,
a world.
Isn't it really long?
It's a really big game.
If you, like, only focused on the main area.
Yeah, then
quests,
yes. But if you're doing the side, which is like,
so much.
Why wouldn't you do the side quests? Why wouldn't you?
Could you build a wall and stuff?
I'm a communist.
No.
You can't build
no, a but in Fallout 4, Fallout 4 you can.
You can build walls in Fallout 4. Because that's post-Trump America.
To protect your people?
Yes.
And yourself.
And your dog.
And your dog.
Named Meatbag.
And other people.
And other people.
Your dog's name is Meatbag?
No.
It's meat something.
No, dog meat.
Dog meat.
My dog's having a conniption fit today.
Having an infarction.
Should be fed her caffeine.
Straight can of caffeine.
Just straight can of caffeine. How's your week, Leviticus?
Busy.
Busy week going on?
Yeah. Busy week.
Playing video games?
No, not really.
No.
No, I've just been working, trying to get ready for this baby.
The baby's coming.
There's a baby coming.
The Leviticai will spread across this world and take over the
That's
planet.
That's going to be the apocalypse.
The Leviticai.
So we
Leviticai.
Need to build a wall to keep the Leviticuses in.
Like a swarm of children.
They're all thieves and rapists.
All dark hair.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That tropism did not come from me.
Sorry, Leviticus.
I did not endorse this message.
I've been playing Shadow of Mordor a little bit. Tommy Two Stars let me borrow it.
If you like Middle Earth and cutting orcs' heads off, that's a game to play.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. I like that how you can go into the Shadow World and the Human World.
The Wraith World, yeah.
The Wraith World, yeah. It's cool. Have you played it?
I have not.
No?
No. And it's surprising because I, like, play multiple games at once. I don't, like...
It's a good game. I don't know. It's
they have it on
PC.
On
Steam.
Yeah, they have it on
by
Steam.
Now.
But I I'm all over the place. I don't know. I can't. I have such a short attention span. I can't.
I do too.
He's like a chihuahua. Sit.
I'll like play one game, and then I'll get frustrated with it, and like, okay, let's move on to something I'm not frustrated with.
That was pretty racist. Because well, you just said that was like a racist. You said he was like a chihuahua, and you said it in a Mexican accent. And I think we're gonna kiss
you,
his
you're
head
judging me
feelings.
For calling him a chihuahua. You call him a Mexican.
My feelings
are
so
I'm being
hurt.
A social justice warrior right now for Leviticus, and I think you kind of crossed
like
the line.
I like social justice.
You might have all just said, "You can't have Taco Bell," and yeah.
I do want Taco Bell.
put it in my mouth.
I don't get what you're trying to say.
So, something cool happened to me yesterday.
What? You ate a taco.
No. I decided to... No, yesterday for food I went to Yoder's.
Yoder's?
In
nice.
Sarasota, which
pie?
Was pretty good.
Nice.
I did have some pie. We had their key lime, Yoder's key lime pie. Which is good.
I want to try their pie.
You've never been to Yoder's?
No, I've driven past it. But I've
never been. Hi, Yoder's. Bye, Yoder's.
We need to start making a list
of
things we need to have you do. With
they don't
me.
Yodel. They're Amish.
It's Yoder's, though.
Yoder's.
It's not Yodelers.
Yoder's.
It's Yoder's.
They're Yodelers.
They are. Maybe
so
they do.
We want
I should go there and be like, do you guys yodel? I heard you guys yodel. You guys totally yodel.
Yodel for me. Yodel!
Yeah. I'm going to build a wall in front of the entrance.
You yodel for me right now.
So when we got there, we're standing in line, and I was with Larry, and I love embarrassing Larry. Yeah. And so I asked her, I was like, so, I was like, hey, watch this. And she's like, what? She, don't do it. I'm like, you don't know what I'm going to do. She, don't. Just don't do it. And I'm like, no, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So the hostess comes up, and I was like, hey, I have a question. She's like, okay. So right when you walk in, they have a huge pie case. It's a case, like a 10-foot tall case, and it just got pies.
Ooh.
All crazy in it, slices of pies, whole pies, whatever. And I was like, how much do I have to pay you for you to just let me open the door of the case and just pick like the first two shelves and just go to town and start shoving all the pies in my mouth? And there was like old ladies behind me like, oh my goodness, like laughing. And Larry's just like putting her head down. And then the server's like, I'm not really sure. And I was like, well, can you go ask your manager then? Because I would really like to know.
Completely
<in the
show. laughs> Oh my god.
I'm going all the way.
And she's like, you're serious? And I was like, No, I'm not. And I started laughing, and she goes, whoa, okay, thank goodness. I was scared for a minute, and she was like, what if, she goes, well, what we could do is I could accidentally leave the case of the pies open, and I could just accidentally trip you, and you could fall into the case. I was like, yes, please.
And then I could sue you, and it's even better.
Yeah,
if I don't get paralyzed from you tripping me, you whore.
Oh my god. Tom just called the Amish way up to say Yoder's a whore.
Oh my gosh.
She could settle me down with a pie.
So, we ate, I ate deep fried chicken, and I had, will you get down and stop licking me?
Sorry.
He gets excited during the podcast.
I had deep fried chicken and the mashed potatoes and some spinach.
Mashed potatoes?
Larry had some pretty good spaghetti. It was like super garlicky. So we get done, she gets up and goes to the bathroom. And she's like, don't do anything stupid with my phone.
Well,
she left it on the
now
table.
I have to.
She's like, don't do anything stupid. I was like, okay. So she walks away. I grab the waitress and I'm like, hey, we gotta take some selfies. She's like, you want to take a selfie with me? I'm like, with my daughter's phone to mess with her. She's like, okay. So then
okay.
I started taking pictures with her and all the other waitresses.
Oh my
so,
god.
So Larry came back and was all mad at me. Okay, so that's the Yoder story. But the actual good thing that happened was later in the night, I decided to go through my comic books. And I had gotten a case of X-Men comics that I had never really gone through. And so going through them, I found that I had first appearance of Jubilee in there.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
First appearance of Cable. First appearance of Bishop. And Havoc joining the X-Men.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was super exciting.
What? Did you look up values at all?
Yeah, they're not in greatest shape. The first appearance of Bishop, it was pretty decent shape. It probably get like a 9.8, which probably like 30, 40 bucks. First appearance of Jubilee, that's probably like 40 bucks. So they'll probably take him to Shamrock, see if he'll buy him from me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of exciting. The first appearance of Jubilee was at least like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. So that was cool. I don't know. I might keep that one to try to sell the others. I found like a... Scott Summers and Jean Grey get married too, and that's a pretty good shape.
I'm trying to start last night. I want to go through the comics that I've got and start reading. There's a lot of them I haven't read.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of Turtle comics, right?
Yeah,
Turtles and Spider-Man,
Spider-Man and some X-Men.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
The one I read last night was an X-Men where it was Havoc. And Storm, like, going through their whole relationship.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's so many X-Men comics.
Many good X-Men comics.
Yeah. And some not so good. Yeah.
What? Blasphemy, Leviticus! Did you pick up your new, your polls this week, Tom, yet, or?
I did.
I did not go yet. Anything good come out this week?
I watched theaters. Howard the Duck 8. Thunderbolts 2.
Nice.
A lot of the new rebirths, like literally.
Yes, a lot of the new rebirths.
They can't
come
keep
out this
the
week.
Rebirths on the shelf. It's crazy. They're
I think yeah.
Like
I think I saw he sold out by like 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Now are they good?
Well, I only have Superman and Batman right now.
Did you read the Batman one?
Yeah.
I was not impressed.
No?
Well, I read it. I don't even remember what it was about right now.
Okay.
That's how forgetful it was. It was very kind of lackluster. I was not a big fan of it at all. It just ended weird. I don't know. It was the art in it wasn't really the greatest either. I wasn't really feeling it too much.
What do you think your guys' favorite comic is? The, like, most memorable, like...
Most memorable
that,
comic ever.
That really touched
like
you and hit you.
Or?
It could be a series or it could be a single comic.
Well...
Me, personally, I'm not as... Or, not that I'm not into it, but I obviously haven't read a lot of comics as much as you guys have, so I don't necessarily have one. I really loved... so far, it'd probably be the Batman and Ninja Turtles.
That one was really good.
Because that was the first actual series of a comic book that I've actually read through.
Well, me too, to be honest, because most of the ones I read are, like, open-ended, so they don't really have, like, a beginning and an end.
Right.
But so that's, like, the one I could actually remember reading first to last.
Death in the Family... series I like a lot, Batman, where Jason Todd Robin dies. Like that one a lot. The Long Halloween from Batman, that whole series is probably the one I've read the most.
Uh-huh.
I've read that a lot. And I like the whole Civil War series a lot, too.
Yeah, and actually that brought up Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
For me.
Dark Knight Returns is really good.
Is it Dark Knight Returns?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The whole graphic novel. Mm-hmm. I loved that. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The relationship between Batman and Superman at the end.
And Carrie Kelly.
I totally wish that Batman versus Superman would have been like that. But
they definitely needed to base it more off that comic, I think. I'm still in the opinion that they should have gone, had it go forward in the future and done the Dark Knight Returns. So they could have shown, like, a beginning little clip of, like, them first meeting, whatever, and then kind of show some kind of Justice League thing, whatever, and then just jump, go 50 years later.
Yeah, because and a lot of the
Wouldn't that make Batman like 80?
Well, no, if they would have done a younger Batman at the beginning, done like a younger Batman or something, and have Ben be the old Batman. Or use the technology they used on Civil War, where they made Robert Downey Jr. look like he was 18 again.
Yeah, seriously.
That would have been a good idea.
Because, okay, how often is he going to be Bruce Wayne versus Batman, you know, in a sense? So, but that made so much more sense. Like, why would you start it off with Batman? I mean, I guess I can see how it works. Yeah. You know, the story that they did put together, it's like, okay. But it's like, it didn't hit me the way the graphic novel did.
Yeah, that whole series is great.
And if you haven't read the graphic novel, go freaking read it.
Yeah, it's great. If you haven't read it, you need to read it, for sure. Frank Miller's Daredevil run was really good, too. I really enjoyed that. Kevin Smith's Daredevil run's really good, too.
Yeah.
Really. But did you know that the Ultimate Edition's coming out soon for Batman v Superman? I think.
Right. Yeah, it's supposed to add like another hour,
they
right?
They had a trailer. Yeah, it's like 45 minutes. Yeah.
Where is it? It's adding it on to the end?
All throughout, yeah.
Now, isn't it supposed to be rated R, too?
Yeah, that's why it's Ultimate Edition. It's supposed to be 3 hours and 5 minutes or something like that.
I don't think... You know what? After the movie, I don't think it's worth it.
I'll rewatch it.
Me personally, I'm not going to get it.
No?
Not going
to
buy it.
You know, wait for me to watch it and tell you how it is and then borrow it?
I don't know. I feel like it's not going to do anything. Yeah, like, what's it going to do? It's not going to change the story.
No, it could enhance it. Supposedly, it's supposed to enhance the senator scene when they're at the courthouse.
Right, yeah.
It's supposed to enhance that whole scene and make that scene a lot better. It's supposed
like Superman just flashes Holly Hunter or something. You're tired of my super? I'm going to show you my super.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Tom.
It's supposed to make that whole scene better. It's supposed to make Superman look more like a hero.
What it tells me is they made that freaking movie. They had the a group of people watch it and they're like, yeah, this sucks. Okay, instead of rewriting the whole movie, let's just add more features, and then later after the movie is released, we'll just release a whole different freaking movie.
That'd be cool, right? It was a whole different movie. Yeah. A lot, but basically people that NWB said that if you didn't like the movie in the theaters, if you hated it, you're not it's not going to make you all of a sudden like it. So,
which is how I feel, because really
I'm still going to buy it.
I didn't get anything out of it.
No, I did.
No,
I had some moments in it.
I don't know.
I'm a fan. I'm still a fan of the whole Martha thing, and that whole where he's fighting him and he's got the spear at his throat and he's like, gotta save Martha, and he's like, why did you say that name? That was my favorite part of the movie, and I know a lot of people pick that apart and make fun of it, but for me that hit on all cylinders, because that name snapped Batman out of it, but then it also made him realize that Superman was human. That he had a mother. That he had a human that he cared about.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for. It was that name was supposed to snap him out of it and make him realize that Clark cared about somebody.
That was Bruce's whole point, is that he doesn't care. Like he can do whatever he wants. And he can walk away. Now he actually realized he does care about something.
The whole movie, he's looking at him like an alien.
Well.
And then
he is from Mexico. Oh wait.
That's it, I'm leaving!
Tom's full of it tonight.
I'm gonna build a wall then.
What do you think, Tom? I mean, are you...
About what?
The Ultimate Edition.
Yeah,
I'll watch it after you watch it.
Okay. So the other one is
gonna
buy it.
I'm not gonna waste my money on it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying gonna waste my money, I don't know. The movie had good parts, it had bad parts, but...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy some souped-up edition.
No.
Ouch.
He's just cutting deep. Wow. Cutting deep.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
More video game stuff. Did you see that Injustice 2 trailer came out?
It did not.
Right. Posted it on our Facebook page yesterday. It was kind of cool, so if you haven't seen that yet, put it in your eyes. The fight scenes that were shown are pretty cool. It was showing different heroes fight here and there. Also, did you see Lego Dimensions came out with the trailer today? They're releasing new packs in the fall.
Okay.
New playable characters, new playable missions, areas. I haven't played it yet.
Have you, Tom?
Have I played Dimensions?
Yeah.
No.
I'm tempted to get it. I haven't
gotten it. That requires like a whole like thing. You have to buy the peripheral and then all the pieces.
Yeah.
In order to get the full experience, they want you to like really spend money into it.
You want to split it? Go half and half?
No, thank you. I have enough figs that I buy it, spend my money on. Thank you.
I'll let you build all the Legos.
Oh. I'll do that. I'll
good to
me.
So, do you want me to tell you some of the people that are going to be in it?
Why, yes, please.
The Goonies.
Ooh.
Hey, you guys.
E.T.
Fun, huh?
The A-Team.
A-Team, okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because they had a Lego.
Teen Titans Go.
Ooh.
Yeah. You all right there, Leviticus?
Yeah, you sorry. Okay, buddy? Soda's really hit me.
Soda pop.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
It's Leviosa.
Leviosa.
Not Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa. So, pretty cool, huh?
That's pretty cool.
So you need to watch the trailer. They did a really good job breaking all that down and stuff.
Great Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Lego games.
Yeah,
I loved the probably my favorite. Probably is gonna be Lord of the Rings.
They already had a Lego Lord of the Rings game.
That's what I'm saying. Say,
oh, okay,
that's my favorite.
That one.
If you would pay attention,
you're too deep in your Ninja Turtles game.
It's so fun.
was that a question or a statement?
Because it's so fun.
It's so fun.
Have you played the Lord of the Rings Lego game?
That one I have not. I've played Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Marvel, Avengers.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, a little bit of that one, not too much.
What do you think your favorite Lego game is?
Marvel.
Marvel,
the
or?
The first one?
Yeah. It's had a lot of cool characters in it, and just like, you know, being able to team up.
Well, open world, too.
It's pretty much, yeah. Avengers was kind of open world, too. They gave you more areas to travel.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings was, too,
yeah.
In a sense.
So Lord of the Rings was great.
Yeah, I liked Lord of the Rings. Crystal really loves those ones.
Yeah. The Lego games or Lord of the Rings ones?
Yeah, she really loves Lego games.
Did you play The Hobbit? They came on Hobbit once, too.
I think we have it. We just haven't played it yet.
Did they come out with a Ghostbusters Lego game?
No, they just have Ghostbusters in the Dimensions.
Okay. I would love a Ghostbusters Lego
game.
That'd
be cool, because they do it. They have... Last year, I think they released the Ghostbusters
set.
No,
we have Jurassic World. We just got Jurassic World.
That one too.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, because it has the first movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it? That's pretty
the
cool.
The first movie and this one.
We're all over the place today.
Yeah,
That's okay.
They have they have all the Jurassic Park movies on Netflix now, other than Jurassic World. And I rewatched...
I gotta watch Lost World, because I haven't seen that one. Really.
That's the second one, right? I rewatched the third one.
Third one's my favorite.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know.
he's from the first one. He's the dark-haired guy.
No, that's the second one.
Jeff
Goldblum's
not in the third one. That's
Jeff Goldblum's in the second one. That's Lost World.
Oh, yeah. The third one is where, what's his name, goes back to the island.
Yeah, where,
Sam Neill.
That's his name?
That's his real name.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Dr. Grant. Yeah.
That was really good. Like, I'd seen it when it first came out, and then I rewatched it, and I was tired, too. Like, I guess I'll put on a movie when I come home after work. It's like 2 in the morning, and I'll usually fall asleep. It kept my attention the whole night. I watched the whole thing.
But honestly, the first one...
It was good.
First one. Oh.
First one's
first
great.
One's
so
great.
Good.
I really love the first one.
And you guys don't remember that? He's like, I forget what he's doing. The dark haired guy. What's his name?
Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, just go. He's like in the back of the truck or somewhere. And his laugh. It's like. That's like the one thing I've taken from that movie.
From like every movie Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
And he always like points and he flicks and he's always like.
Even in The Fly?
He's going to be in the new Independence Day movie. I can't say that
he was in the first one.
Yeah. Do you remember seeing him in anything recently?
He looks old.
Yes.
Oh, what? I don't remember seeing him in anything recently at all.
He's on The League.
Oh, I don't know.
Is he?
He was, at least.
That's a TV show about fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
I know he was in Hitch.
Really? He was in Hitch?
Yes.
He was in the director's cut version, Unhitched.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't Hitch. Maybe it was something else I'm thinking of. Oh, wait, no. It was not Hitch. It was a movie with a person and a thing.
That it was a movie. Yeah, a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go potty now. You guys are making fun of me.
I'm trying to do a Jeff Goldblum impersonation, but I don't think it's clicking.
He gets clicking, bro.
I'm looking him up on IMDb right now to see his.
And he's Jewish. If anybody wants to throw barbs at that.
Is he a Jew?
First of all, yes, he's Jewish. Second, we don't just throw a hard J down.
Is Jew not politically correct?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right when you say, like, is he a Jew?
We're social justice warriors today. He was a Thor Ragnarok?
That's not out yet.
Oh, no, he's going to be in Thor Ragnarok. Mm. He's going to be the Grand Master.
Oh, okay.
He's having a comeback, apparently.
Yeah, I don't really see him in much lately.
Oh, he was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I didn't see that.
When season 2 came out, maybe he was in that.
He was in Portlandia. A lot of TV stuff.
Yeah.
The last movie he was in was Mordecai.
Okay. With Johnny Depp?
Yep. He was in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, another one of those oddball movies.
Yeah, and then he's on a break till since, like, excuse me, 2012.
Oh, wow.
He definitely, yeah, and between, before that, he was only in, like, one movie between that and 2009. So, he definitely did take a break, kind of took it easy, and stayed out of stuff, it seems
like.
Well,
I mean, okay, do you think he's that great of an actor?
I think Jeff Goldblum's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he always plays the same person.
In a sense, yeah. He always has...
I believe his characters. But they're just... He has the same mannerism that always seems to draw out.
Best movie?
Like Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis always does the same thing.
He was good in The Fly.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I loved him in Independence Day.
That's the original.
Yeah.
And Jurassic Park. But I think you're right. He's kind of the same characters in those movies. He was great in Jurassic Park.
He was great. That's what I'm saying. He's good. It's just, you know, he's...
I would love to see him in, if they do another Jurassic Park movie, see him return again.
I hope they do, because they did a great job with Jurassic World.
Jurassic World was pretty good. I really liked Jurassic World.
I got worried at first, and then I was like, okay, I want to see it. Then I forgot to see it. Then I saw it on Blu-ray. I was like, oh, it's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't see it in the theater?
No, I wish I did. It would have been a lot more, like, intense.
I saw it 3 times in the theater.
3 times?
I really enjoyed that movie.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something bad?
How dare you say those things?
The dog did this.
Turtles.
Those filthy turtles.
Those filthy turtles. We will need to wash that soon.
We will turtle wax them.
Turtle waxing the turtles? That's kind of morbid.
If Mikey can make that joke in the first movie, why can't I?
So you were gone. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Jew not politically correct?
It was the way you said it. He's like, I said he's also Jewish if we want to throw barbs at him. It's like, oh, he's a Jew?
Yeah. Is that wrong to say that? It's not like a racial slur, is it?
No.
No.
There's definitely racial slurs. We're not going to go into that.
I just want to make sure that the social justice warrior inside of me just wants to make sure that I'm being politically correct for the geeks out there.
I would say to a Jewish person, out of nowhere saying, oh, you're a Jew, little implied.
It probably depends on the inflection in your voice. You're like, oh, hey, you're a Jew, or you're a Jew? Like, right?
Right, yeah, but Jewish, so I would say Jewish is more
appropriate,
yeah.
Like, oh, how long have you been a Jew? Maybe be a little more innocent. I was saying, oh, you're a Jew.
How long have you been a Jew? Usually they're born Jewish, but...
Most people are born Jewish.
Yeah. Right. Well, Judaism, yeah, but...
Judaism. Hebrews.
Okay. Are there any Jewish superheroes?
There are. I just can't remember what the Hebrew hammer. the movie's so bad, it's good.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a movie. I just thought
it was like it was a Comedy Central movie.
Oh, I thought that was something you pulled out of your ass. Like,
no, you should watch it. It's great. It's basically like Santa's son kills Santa and tries to take over the world with commercialism. So the Hebrew and like destroy the other holidays. So the Hebrew hammer, who's like this hero for Judaism, has to stop Santa's son.
Wow.
He's like, there's like partway through the movie, it's like he always wears a big, like, Orthodox Jew jacket. He just pulls out two shotguns. Shalom, mother.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's just so bad, it's good.
Doc Samson.
Doc Samson's Jewish. There you go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Howard the Duck.
A Jewish
Howard the Duck has to be Jewish.
Oh, Doc. Oh, Leonard Samson.
The Monolith. I don't know. He's from DC Comics. I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. Ragman from DC Comics.
Ragman.
Don't know who that is. Like Shadow Cat is Jewish. Kitty Pryde. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Current Guardian of the Galaxy.
Songbird of the Thunderbolts. The Thing supposedly is Jewish.
He's from Yancey Street.
That's a non-Jewish in practice, though Jewish in background.
Birth. Okay.
So Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Iceman is
half
Jewish.
Well, the rumor is like Iceman's half Jewish.
What's the rumor?
Okay.
Sandman is half Jewish.
I don't like the term half Jewish because you choose your religion. You can't just
saying. There's
half Jewish.
Being Jewish is a nationality too, right?
Yes.
Is that more than Judaism?
That's what they're saying.
Well, okay.
Judaism or Judaism religion, whereas
being Jewish is a nationality.
Yes,
so you can be half Jewish.
Yeah,
but there's no nation called Judea anymore.
Okay, you know, like
it's more of a heritage.
Yeah, Israel, but people from Israel. Yeah,
they're not.
You can call those
like,
Israel.
They have Muslims and Jewish people in Israel, so you can't just be like, "Oh, you're from Israel, you must be Jewish." Because boop, racist.
Yeah, but like when people explain it, sometimes it's like,
well,
bring
that's because their father's Jewish and their mother maybe not.
I'm half Christian.
Yeah,
my father was Christian.
It just sounds weird. That was my personal soapbox.
Oh, how did we miss this?
Uh-oh,
Magneto.
Of course he's Jewish.
I don't know how I missed that one.
Concentration camp.
Scarlet Witch.
What the? It's
Quicksilver.
His daughter. Son.
Oh, I really want to talk about the new movie so bad, but Tom hasn't seen it!
Polaris, she's the daughter of Magneto.
Question.
Well.
Other comic characters who are not superheroes that are Jewish. Reuben Flagg. Arthur from The Tick.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, but he's a super... No, he's a hero. I'm a superhero.
Yeah, he's a hero. He has little wings.
Oh, not primarily associated with comic books. The Hebrew Hammer.
Boom.
Mordecai Jefferson Carver. Ron Stoppable from Kim Possible.
Wow.
That's interesting.
So how many Canadian heroes do we have? We've got
Wolverine.
We've got
Deadpool. There's a lot, actually.
Yeah.
We go from
he was on basically... Captain Canuck.
I'm sorry to our Canadian
friends.
I think
there is a Captain Canuck, now that I think about it.
They're probably
because there's like a Canadian version of the Avengers that Wolverine was part of.
Yeah, Sabretooth is a Canadian.
Nacho right? Libre is a Mexican hero.
Nacho.
All of Alpha Flight, right? Alpha Flight's all Canadian, mm-hmm. I think.
They've got to be the Wolverine's not the nicest hero. How is he Canadian?
He's the best at what he does, bro.
Deadpool is fairly nice in his own way.
In a little wacky, mentally unstable way.
Deadpool?
Yeah, we already said that.
Did you?
Yeah, we already said Deadpool. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
Oh, good.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, right?
He's a hero to me.
Is Ryan Reynolds actually Canadian?
Yes, he is actually Canadian. So is... Oh, wait. No, he's not. Never mind.
Hugh Jackman is Australian.
Yeah, I know. That's... yeah.
Corgi, what am I doing up here?
Who else is...
famous Canadian actors?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
is this what our podcast
has
turned into?
Sorry, we didn't have a topic for today, so we're just kind of going all over the place.
Talk about whatever the heck we want.
Yeah, why not?
Deadpool, Wolverine, Sabretooth, which we named. Guardian.
Okay.
North Star.
Okay, well, it makes sense.
Sasquatch.
Yep. literally Sasquatch. That's all he is.
Snowbird.
Okay.
I don't know who half these people are. Wild Child, he's a Marvel character. Booster Gold is Canadian.
Wow. Huh.
Booster Gold. Do you know who Booster Gold is?
No.
He's super cool. Booster Gold is a DC hero. He's from another planet. But he's like a joke of a hero.
How is he Canadian? Does he live in Canada?
Right.
I'm just reading the list.
Planet.
Canuck.
Puck.
It's shaped like a maple leaf.
Graviton.
Okay.
Talisman. Nemesis. Scott Pilgrim is Canadian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Captain Canuck.
Captain? I told you there's a Captain Canuck.
I didn't believe you.
Why don't you believe me?
Captain Newfoundland. I think they're just making
Newfoundland.
Up.
Newfoundland.
Sparks.
Newfoundland.
Catman.
Catmandu.
Oh. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Catmandu! Mist. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either.
There's a Sergeant Canuck also.
Sergeant Canuck. They're just different levels of the Canadian army.
I wonder how many Mexican superheroes are living in.
Let's go over this.
How many Hispanic superheroes there are?
We'll be politically correct. Latin American superheroes.
So it's just Warrior Leviticus.
Where's Captain Diabetes when you need him?
He's American.
I wonder how many American superheroes there are.
Oh, let's not go.
Every good one?
Oh my god.
Take that, Ursa Major and Crimson Dynamo.
Oh, list of Latino superheroes.
So, since you're...
Pause real quick, yes.
Did you see the trailer for Battlefield 1?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I like the idea of going back in time to like this alternate past.
Well, you know that's what the original started off at.
Right.
Battlefield 1942.
Right.
Well, not the same timeline. Different timeline still.
I thought that was a cool concept.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, with Call of Duty Infinite,
dude, there are so many people.
They're adding too much.
Before they even announced it, I was on Facebook like reading up on everything, and everybody commenting was like, "Please don't make it in the future. Please don't make it in the future. Don't follow Call of Duty," which is true. Like, let's go back. Like, there's so much nostalgia in World War One and World War Two. And I think it's going to be really good.
I mean, even if they don't go back, they could, like, continue the Modern Warfare story. That was one of my favorite series.
You mean Call of Duty? Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah, they could, and that's why they're bringing out the original Call of Duty 4.
Which might be the only reason I buy
it. That's the only reason a lot of people are buying it.
Arriba! I was trying to get back to the...
We're
going home. Anyway,
there's no care there anymore. The care is gone.
All right, we'll do a few.
What do we got?
I'm curious now.
Agony. Okay. These are all Marvel.
Okay.
The Eagle, Armadillo. These all sound really
racist.
I've
never heard of them.
Captain Forza, Captain Universe, Cheetah. No, Cheetah.
Oh.
Crusher, Darwin, who is...
unkillable?
Yes.
Except he died in first class. I love how there's like a meme
Firebird
that talks about like, you know, like this person...
In first class, the movie?
Yeah, the X-Men First Class, they killed Darwin.
Ghost Rider,
who's supposed to be able to survive everything.
Roberto Robbie Reyes, the second
rock
Ghost Rider.
Guy,
like, yeah, he could adapt to whatever situation, so like...
Hummingbird.
He's supposed to be able to survive. Like, literally, there's a, in the comic book series.
Machete.
I read about it, he was like, one cell of him survived. He used to keep going.
El Muerta.
I don't give a crap.
Nova. Keep talking. Power Man.
Power Man. Wow.
No, Victor Alvarez, Power Man. This is a weird one.
I don't give a crap. If it ain't Luke Cage, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, we all know Luke Cage is not Mexican.
Luke Cage is the main.
Latino.
That's it?
Let me look up. And they have a lot of, like, D lists. Let me look up DC Comics real quick.
Okay, I have a good one. We need a good one to go
so
out.
So, anyways, I think Battlefield 1...
How do we not come up with that?
Who?
Bane is Hispanic.
That's true.
Oh.
Blue Beetle?
Okay, Blue Beetle, yeah. He seems like you have a big resurgence in...
Cracker Jack.
Is he white?
Seriously.
I think a lot of these characters, maybe they have like a Latino Marvel and Latino DC Comics. Because
yeah.
There's a lot of carrot names that are, like, in Spanish that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Pablo? Is Pablo there?
Gacha Gaucho.
El Gato.
Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner. I don't even know who that is. Never heard of him before.
With Green Lantern, anybody can be Green Lantern. Here's Rayner. Try it.
It's yeah, seriously,
now.
Yeah.
So, Bane. You got
Bane.
Bane.
Yeah.
That's
we like Bane. Bane's good.
So, anyways, I think it's going to be good. I think... That they're going back to the roots. They're going to take a lot of stuff from Battlefield 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully...
I guess Hardline didn't do very well.
No, not as much. I think there's still a lot more people playing Battlefield 4 than there are Hardline. You don't see a lot coming from Hardline anymore. I think that kind of... That was kind of like a little side project for them. They pretty much took Battlefield 4 and just made it a smaller game.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a
big
bigger...
It's
not big,
big
maps.
Like
it's smaller.
Yeah. I didn't think there were vehicles like there were.
No, there are.
There's
helicopters. There's no... I don't know if there's jets.
I see some epic fights in Battlefield. Like unbelievably. Like, how did they do that? Like, there's a guy who, flying jet, hops out, lands on this little radio tower... Parachutes down. There's three guys on the tower sniping. He just goes up.
Yeah.
Gets the jet. Or it's like the jet's still coasting. Jumps
off
the tower. Goes right back in the jet.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot. And there's a lot of them where they hop out of the jet and they take the RPG and they shoot the other jet down.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I saw one guy who was just like, the video starts off like this guy was banned for cheating. So the guy just like gets in a helicopter, just looking around, looking at different things. He pulls out some C4, drops C4. As he drops C4, a jet goes by. Lands on the jet. He just goes, oh, boom.
I don't see it. I don't know if that's even cheatable. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It was like such an awesome video to watch.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that person's like, how did I die? How could he see for me? I'm in a jet.
You're right. Yeah.
There is a website, and it's ohr.edu.
Yeah.
And they have a section called Ask the Rabbi.
Okay.
And this rabbi tells us, that he feels the word Jew is a compliment. It refers to someone from the chosen people, the people of Israel. I am proud to be called a Jew. Boom! So my
it's not the word itself, it's how you use the word.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't use it in a bad way, though. I didn't just be like, oh, Jeff Goldblum, he's a Jew?
You caught me off guard. You're just like, is he Jewish? Yes, he's Jewish. That's what
You kids.
Well, according to Ask a Rabbi, ask Jewish Jeeves.
Ask Jewish Jeeves.
Who goes to this website?
What are some other questions you would ask Jewish Jeeves, Tommy T. Stars?
So are you a doctor?
Man!
when's the last time you talked to your mother?
Who is Schindler?
We're off. That's awful now. Now we crossed the border. That's too far now.
That's too far. Social justice, Matt Manfrey.
Too far, guys. Too far.
Oh man. Too funny.
Have you guys ever had matcha balls?
No, actually.
Lots of matcha balls.
I've been wanting to.
Matcha ball soup. It's really good. No, I know you like lots of balls, I'm gonna guess. Matcha balls. Matzo ball soup.
You like a dip?
It's like a
dip
dough. And they put it in the soup, and it's really good.
What kind of?
Like dumpling-esque.
Sorry, I had to reboot there real quick. That was good.
Right.
Anyway.
How about some famous Jewish actors?
Jeff Goldblum.
See, and that's why I thought there'd be more Jewish superheroes. Because a lot of the early writers and stuff were Jewish. Stanley is Jewish. He had to change. A lot of those writers had changed their names to cut them down, so they didn't sound super Jewish. So, I think his real name was Stanley Leesburg.
What?
Stan Leesburg, I think was his name.
I know him.
Yeah, Leesburg is a good friend of my doctor friend.
How dare you? How dare you?
What?
I don't know. But how dare you?
I'm half Jewish. No.
Are you really?
No.
That's why you hate people saying half Jewish, because you're half Jewish?
I'm a self-hating half Jew. No, I'm not.
So, what do you guys think the new Ninja Turtles is going to be like?
We're going to have to turn in our geek card, because now the geeks know that we have not seen Ninja Turtles a whole week later.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It has been a week.
Ninja Turtles.
We all have lives.
We have not seen Ninja Turtles.
We have real lives.
Do we do? Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah. We don't just sit around all day playing video games.
I wish.
That would be amazing, right?
Good life. We should win the lottery so we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, there's articles online about how Jews created the comic book industry and. Okay. Some geek news this week.
All right, everyone's geek news. Hot off the presses.
Vicky Vale is going to appear in Gotham Season 3.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. We best know Vicky Vale from the first Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
She had a very small part in the Batman comics before she came in the movie. I'm pretty sure she was just like a news reporter. That's all she pretty much did.
And she became a major love interest with Bruce.
So do you think they're going to give her a pretty big part?
I don't know. Well, the thing is, Bruce is still young.
She's got to be younger, too.
Yeah. Maybe not going to be very, like, prominent. Maybe just, like, a little love interest for Bruce when he has a kid.
Have you watched any of Season 2?
I haven't watched any of Season any.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I just don't have any interest in it.
Maybe eventually I'll get to it. I don't know. So many other shows that I haven't watched.
I'm just waiting for... Daredevil Season 3.
Luke Cage.
And
eventually Punisher.
And Punisher. Yeah.
Anything Marvel and Netflix, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then, in the fall, I don't know if this is on your geek news, they're going to be releasing every Disney movie to Netflix.
Really?
Yes, I did see that.
Really?
Pretty cool,
right?
Do you think they'll release Song of the South?
Maybe.
I wonder if they're going to do any of their new stuff.
That's going to be amazing.
I don't know. I'm curious. Yeah, like the new ones.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Especially
for me having
a
kid.
Yeah. I just need to take the whole month of September off of work.
Yeah, just go through like...
Just watch all of them.
Basically from like Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin forward. Wow, there's good ones too. Like,
Dude, Lion King is my favorite. I love Lion King.
Peter Capaldi was at a panel at a comic book convention.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him what companion he wants to bring back.
Hmm.
Who do you think he said?
He said Donna.
Oh, that would be amazing, but no.
He said Rose.
No.
He said Karen.
No. He wants to bring back Susan.
Really?
Who is the doctor's granddaughter. from the first season. So I thought that's kind of cool. I think if they brought back Susan, it would be perfect to have her come back with Peter because Peter's a little bit older. In my personal opinion, because this next series, 2017, is going to be his final Doctor Who season. Him and Stephen Moffat's last hurrah, and so they're going to go younger.
You think so?
They're going to go young again. Yeah,
I think that's probably a better idea.
I think they're totally going to go young again. So I think that would be pretty cool. I think to bring her back with Peter Capaldi would be pretty sweet. The director from Star Wars Episode 8 is pretty much confirming that production is pretty much finished. Pre-production's all done.
Good. Awesome.
So that's kind of exciting.
We still gotta wait to a year and a half.
Yes, still a super long time.
It's a lot of time to do edits.
Yeah. Spider-Man casted a new person.
Oh.
I don't remember the kid's name, but I saw that today. Kenneth Cho is on board for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Does it have who's he playing?
No.
Okay.
So they haven't. And then there was a kid they cast too, and I don't remember who that was.
I had a very racist thought, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay, good. This is our.
We've gone over the top on everything racist this podcast.
I don't really have any other geek news.
Gears of War 4 came out in December.
October. They released stills. That's what the article was telling us.
October.
Graphics have improved, it says.
Yeah. Well, because the main push for was it was 60 frames per second. So it's really smooth. So now if they're going to.
They don't have that anymore?
Good. What do you mean?
They don't have 60 frames?
No, I mean, this is the first one where it's really true 60 frames per second. The other ones were just like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a PC gamer, not an Xbox or PS4 gamer. I apologize.
Ouch.
I get 60 frames no matter what.
Well, that just seems kind of jab.
I never do that. That was a perfect opportunity because I've never ran into that issue.
You just have to deal with whether your hard drive can handle it or not.
Which you can.
Aha!
And hard drive, you mean.
GP,
so, I think we talked. I think we talked about this a little bit. Sharon Stone said last month, and on a late show, that she got cast in a Marvel movie as a superhero, and that she played a wee part, is what she said. And so, a lot of people were saying that she got cast as Janet Van Dyne, who is the Wasp.
Sharon Stone.
Yes. Weird, right?
She's kind of old. But, oh, I guess...
No, but Michael Douglas is old.
In the first movie, so that makes sense.
Well, they said she got sucked into the negative.
The microverse.
So. Yeah, the microverse.
Right.
Sorry, I apologize. But now she's saying that her character can control fire. Or as I specifically said, heat. So, I don't know if that kind of takes out the Wasp or not. Because she had the stings.
Yeah,
I guess,
the little bio sting.
The things, little bio sting things. I guess you could consider that as heat, right?
Sure.
So who do you want Sharon Stone to play as a superhero? I think Wasp would be perfect. I can't see her really as anybody else.
Yeah.
How about Carol Danvers?
If anything, I'd want a younger person, not to be mean, but...
Yeah, no, I agree.
Sharon Stone's kind of getting up there, and I think if they're going to introduce Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers, Miss Marvel, whoever they want to take her with, it needs to be someone younger.
I agree with that.
That way they can carry it on to, like, Infinity Wars, not be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because I picture some, like, older actors and actresses don't have that kind of longevity or interest that long.
Yeah, I agree. She would have been a good Aunt May.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
What do you think about...
That Tony Stark would never have left the apartment.
I don't think he wanted to leave it with Marissa Tomei there.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about her being Aunt May?
I think it's a good idea.
We talked about it a little bit already. I think it's cool. I'm cool
with it. Because, here's the thing. She looks younger than what she really is. To me,
probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's like, obviously,
She's in her 40s. Aunt and uncle,
50s. Like 40s seemed a lot now. Older in the comics than
yeah.
than what they're kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, but you, I think the idea of a 60, 70-year-old woman taking care of an 18-year-old boy is weird.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Aunt May was always kind of his great aunt. I don't think they ever said it.
I don't know. The new one they came out with kind of said, like, you know, Michael Douglas, who played Martin Sheen, was the brother
yeah.
of Peter Parker's dad. I think is what they were going for. I think they kind of said something about that, your dad, my brother, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I gotta watch it again. So, but yeah, I don't think they really ever said, because you're right, that would make more sense if it was
a great aunt. That's
Peter Parker's dad's uncle and aunt.
Yeah. That's the feeling I always kind of got, was that it was Aunt May was a great aunt.
Maybe.
And this seems like sense. Maybe she's
either that
going
or,
more of an actual aunt.
Either that or his uncle was into cougars.
I didn't say she's a cougar digger. But she is messing with a young bro.
Oh, man.
Peter.
Peter!
Mom.
I'm surprised we're talking about shoes and we didn't talk about Mort at all from Family Guy.
You guys talk about all these Jewish heroes, you didn't talk about Mort the Jew.
Keep coming, geek on.
That's how we're ending it.